As our Atrium Health halftime coverage rolls along, we're joined by senior offensive lineman Tate Kipperman. And Tate, as the center on this team, tell me about what that position entails in terms of your pre-snap identification, what protection stuff you're in charge of. I know obviously Tyler does a lot at the line, but tell me kind of what your role is in addition to just blocking in the play.
Yeah, that's a great question. So it kind of depends. Just over the time that we've Coach Abel's offense kind of run in this league, defense have kind of starting to throw kind of the kitchen sink at us. So we're trying, there's a lot of identification pre-snap as to like what front they're doing. You can kind of see what it looks like the guys in the front seven are going to do in that sense. But Tyler deserves a lot of credit for getting the triple option stuff figured out. I mean, I could never piece or wrap my mind around all the reads and stuff like that.
So in a traditional offense, there's run blocking and pass blocking. Is that the case in a triple option as well, or are you kind of blocking the same way on any given play?
You know, dire situations that we don't want to be in, where obviously we're throwing the ball, we pass block, but you know, other than that, it's pretty similar stuff between the two.
Take me back to your high school career, growing up in Texas, playing high school football in Texas. I know that's a big deal. What was your experience in terms of the atmosphere and the pressure of high school football?
It was crazy. You know, the Friday Night Lights movie is kind of real life. So my senior year, we made the quarterfinals in the playoffs, and that's the furthest the school ever made it, just because we play in a pretty tough conference with – they always kind of bring someone to the state game usually. And so my senior year, we played at Baylor in the quarterfinals, and that was just like a crazy, crazy experience. It was like a packed house for a high school game, but I mean, at Baylor. So it was just crazy for a high school kid to get to do that.
How did Davidson get on your radar out of high school, and what ultimately brought you to the Wildcats?
Yeah. One of our old coaches from the prior staff just reached out to me during my probably junior spring. I had no idea, you know, I knew Steph Curry like everyone else does about Davidson, but I had no idea, you know, the opportunities that it would bring and stuff like that. So just kind of doing some research and seeing, you know, the combination of high-level academics and athletics is really what sold me here. And then getting on campus and meeting the guys was also great.
After getting injured last year and then going into this uncertainty with COVID, tell me about both your recovery and also just what it means to get back out there given the obstacles that you've encountered in addition to what everyone else has gone through.
Yeah, that so last year I had surgery kind of right before everything fell apart, or right after the NBA kind of signaled the end of the world for us as we knew it. But it was a long rehab process, just being away from, you know, the training staff, who I knew kind of what to expect from them, and doing it on my own through Zoom appointments with doctors and the staff was interesting. But yeah, like you said, this season means a lot to, I know me personally, but all the seniors, just because, I mean, we only get one more shot, and we're just grateful that, you know, the league and the school could put together something for us.
Finally, I would think another reason why this season is meaningful to you is getting to play alongside your brother, Beck. Were you recruiting him to come to Davidson? Was that in the works from the get-go? And what does it mean to be able to play alongside of him at the college level?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's, you know, I won't say that I've been recruiting him all this time, but, you know, seeing the kind of looks that he got while he was in high school and then knowing the caliber of, like, what we were building here, it was definitely, we had some talks about it, but it was his decision. But I mean, I'm very happy he came. It's been a learning curve just to get adjusted to having us back in the same state again. But, you know, it's an awesome experience.
Well, Tate, really appreciate you spending some time with us here at halftime, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. You too.
Our Atrium Health halftime coverage continues right after this as we take a look at the PFL scoreboard and update you on some March Madness action as well. Stick with us here at the half on the Davidson Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.